Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 12th of October, 2021. I wanted to start the update this week by clarifying some information from the last text update. It turns out I did explain our plans for fan service as well as I could have, because I misunderstood Miro's plans and the intent behind running the poll. Our last 2 weeks have been very hectic, with staff taking vacations at the same time as some major operations updates. So Miro has been busier than usual, and thus he did not have time to check in on the text update comments until after it had been posted for some time. By the time it was obvious to us that there'd been some miscommunication, it was too late to edit the post for clarity without confusing everyone who'd already read it, so we figured we'd save the clarification for the next update, which is now. So the important thing to know is that the poll from the last update was not intended to be a vote to scrap fan service, but rather a vote on how to prioritize the upcoming Patreon content. The Flying High image set will be wrapping up soon, as you know, and the next set needs to be started now. But we aren't even done porting Flying High to Blender yet, so trying to port fan service to Blender now would displace a lot of work and delay the first part tremendously. We could pose it in DAZ without delay, but like we said before, we don't want to create animations for it if we pose it in DAZ, due to the aesthetic mismatch. So a better way to have phrased the poll question from the other week would have been something like, should we prioritize porting fan service to Blender so we can get it started on it next? Or are you happy with a more informal set starring Serene and a Blender character so we can take our time finishing all the other character rigs and environment ports we need to do before tackling fan service? Now, that rephrasing might have changed your answers a bit, but the results with the original phrasing suggest that the overwhelming majority are happy with the club set either way. So that means Serene will be stepping up to the plate again, and fan service will be put on hold until we've wrapped up all the other ports currently in progress or waiting in queue. If you're curious how the poll went, the specific results are pictured in the text post. But in summary, this next set will star Dick Girl Serene and Girl Lisa in the club. And if you have a cool story idea for Serene and Lisa, leave it in the comments. Miro is especially interested in a relationship dynamic or setup that we haven't done before. The image sets do tend to fall back on classic Fuda and porn tropes, and he wants something a little bit more interesting this time, if possible. And by the way, double Dick Girl fans, Miro wanted you to know that with Blender rendering speeds being what they are, some alternative and or bonus renders can definitely be made with Lisa's cock visible for this next set. We won't do another Dick Girl transformation in the middle of the main set, however, since we've done that in the last two sets. So with that all set, let's move on to general Blender updates. The team building process continues, and we're starting to see some potential in a few of the new trial animations. Some of them even feature Serene's new rig, so we're very excited to show those off when they're ready. Miro and the production coordinator are also in the process of picking out a few new assets for Serene's club look. New hair, in particular, is on the table for Serene. Another small update is that we've sent the initial Can't Stop Flapping and Face Fucking animations to Akuchi Saito for voiceover. We don't have an ETA from her on those yet, but we will let you know when we do. Next is the Bloodlust Lunessa Blood Crown update. So finishing touches are currently 31% complete, which puts the overall production at 74.65% complete. The tentative release date remains Christmas 2021. So Miro's focus in September was on scenes 5 and 6. Scene 5 is a short transitional scene into scene 6, and scene 6 is the first threesome position in Bloodlust Lunessa. As an FYI, Miro says in the next update, we'll dive into more specifics. Now moving on to Flying High, we'll be releasing part 9 this week. As we mentioned before, we were adding some additional images to this part, so we've now broken it up into two parts. As for part 10, it's still coming along a bit more slowly than part 9, but it looks good so far. I also have an update on the Flying High visual novel. We currently have a staff writer working on some expanded outlines for the story, that is, taking the existing story and fleshing it out to make a more substantial visual novel story. We'll begin workshopping those outlines at the end of October, and if they're ready, push them in production. We're also scoping out some existing authors in the adult visual novel genre for possible collaboration either on Flying High or a future visual novel. If you have a favorite adult visual novel that you think would work with our style of content, feel free to recommend it in the comments so we can check it out. Finally, the Flying High environment port for the Blender animations is still in progress. One of our look dev artists is focusing on improving the shadows and lighting for Eevee rendering at the moment. And that's it for now. Thank you, and have a good week.